Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back, Droid Life Show. Today, episode 188. It's Friday, October 26th. I'm your host, Kevin Whitby. Tim, say hi.
What's up, guys? Tim here.
Thanks for joining. My camera's like pointing down at my crotch. it's like pointing downwards. It's weird. Sorry, I'm adjusting. Thanks for joining us. Got a good show ahead. Razer Phone 2 review dropped this week. Tim's on that. He's had Razer Phone. I mean, you've been in between a whole bunch of phones lately. But anyway, Razer Phone 2 this week. So we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about Pixel 3 now that we've had these things for, what, like 2 weeks. We also want to talk about this like flood of supposed issues and things like that that people keep talking about. And we'll get more into that. But Night Sight camera leaked, which is just ridiculously cool. We're going to talk about that. Some other stuff. OnePlus 6T going to be announced on Monday. There's some big Verizon news related to that we want to talk about. We got news on Galaxy S10 and the foldable phone and where we stand there. The Xiaomi Mi Mix 3 was announced and it looks good. A lot of us are getting 4K upgrades in Google Play. I mean, it's kind of been a good week. We got trivia as well. Trivia back. Google Play credit to all winners this week. If you're new and don't know what I'm talking about, just stick around to the end of the show if you're listening live, and we will do trivia and give people fabulous prizes this week. Google Play credit. Before we get going, Alex just dropped a $2 donation. Actually, I think Alex dropped a $2 donation like the minute we went live. It was like he was waiting.
Really appreciate
that, Alex. That's like 3 or 4 weeks in a row, I think, of from you. So really, really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yes. All right. So, let's talk Razer Phone 2. Do you want to talk a little bit about the Razer Phone 2? It's now, you can buy it now, right? It's available? You can buy it.
Yeah, it's available.
Yeah. It's available. Yeah. You've reviewed. Do you still have it sitting there? Is it like already in a box?
No, not okay. In a box. Still have it. It's not turned on because I'm now busy doing other things. I can't show you the front, but I can show you this. I can show you the back because I'm part of the Red Hydrogen, Illuminati conspiracy. Anyway, so Razer Phone 2. Really glad you brought this up. Mm-hmm. What a fantastic device. Headline, of course, being what a sequel should be. They really did take what we enjoyed about the original Razer phone from last year and just cranked it all to 11. Of course, we've got the best of the 2018 specs, 845, 8 gigs of RAM, large 4,000 milliamp hour battery. But, you know, they added in the wireless charging. They improved the speakers. They said they improved the display. Still 120 hertz, Ultramotion, IGZO. So on paper, fantastic device. Just even the performance, though, and just using the device, the cameras were much improved. So really, I had no problems using the phone whatsoever. For me, the downside still being the hardware. I'm just not a fan of kind of that blocky 490 degree right angle kind of look. It's just kind of, I wouldn't say it's boring. It's just not my style. It's really hard to have it in your pocket when you wear the hipster skinny jeans like you and I do, like we rock. That can be difficult. It's quite the bulge. But as you can see in my review that I posted, the camera has been much improved. I mean, looking at these shots compared to last year's sample shots that I did, it's sort of like a night and day difference. I mean, big, big props to Razer for what they did here. They listened to the feedback. They said, okay, y'all want a better camera? We got you.
Is it like OnePlus good? Is it Samsung good? Like how good?
Yeah. OnePlus good. Okay. I guess if that, and like OnePlus is like kind of below Samsung, which is below Google.
Right.
But it competes, and that's the thing, right? So at $799, you know, you're not having to pay a grand more than a OnePlus phone, of course, but you know, you've got that 120 hertz display, 4,000 milliamp hour battery, they added water resistance. So they added a lot. Kept the same price. Beautiful. Fantastic.
Which is actually saying something. They upgraded everything. Samsung's about the only one that does that, right? Is upgrade everything and not raise the price. Because like from Galaxy S8 to 9, they actually dropped a little bit in price, didn't they? And they upgraded that stuff. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah. The other thing they added, of course, is that Chroma RGB LED on the back. And from what I found, cool looking, very unnecessary because you, the user, don't really get to experience all too often unless you're the type of person who puts the phone face down on the desk. I myself do not really do that. But the phone is always facing away from you when you're using it, so you never get to see the light. So if it was me, I would just put that thing in battery saver mode, not really waste my battery on it. Other than that, very good device. I enjoyed it quite a bit. $799. I said if you are on the fence or, you know, you were thinking about buying it, just buy it. I think it's a good phone.
It's for gamers, right? It's for gamers. Oh, yeah. It's probably like I'm not necessarily interested in this phone, but it sounds like they improved it greatly, which is a big deal. Because the first one, they kind of missed a little bit. I mean, they did some good things, kind of missed, improved everything that sucked about that one, kept the same price. Should be a good phone if you really want to game and have loudspeakers and stuff. You said it's giant, though, right? I mean, it's like a big phone.
It's a big phone. Not as big as some other phones. But it's a large device. I'm trying to think. I got the Pixel 3 XL here. I don't know if that'll do you too much because it's black. But, you know, the Razer Phone 2, a little bit bigger, a little bit wider, much more boxy, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you have the original Razer Phone, I insist, upgrade to the Razer Phone 2. And as you may have heard this week, that it did receive Verizon certification mm-hmm. for its LTE network. So BYOD activations are good to go. You get the phone, pop in your Verizon SIM, you'll be all right. So, hey, that's pretty dope.
Sweet. Razer Phone 2. Razer Phone 2. Another thing they improved by adding Verizon. Because the first one didn't support Verizon at all. So,
correct.
They've just done everything in such a... It feels like such a low-key way. Like, we didn't get a ton of leaks. I mean, we did kind of right before they announced it, which happens often, but... It was like they created this phone, they improved all the stuff that sucked, and added Verizon support. And I know it's not like topping everyone's charts is the best phone, everyone should go out and buy this, but it's made for a purpose, and it seems to have kind of nailed that. I know there's this new wave of gaming phones. Like there's the ROG phone, the ROG from Asus. Somebody else is making a... Didn't Xiaomi just make a gaming phone? So... It's totally a category that people think they can succeed in. I don't see anything really wrong with it. So, and it still has the best display of them all, I think. So, yeah. Good stuff, Razer.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We did have a donation while you were doing that. Rano Joy Sen with $5 and says, screw you, Andy Rubin Day.
Oh, my.
It's okay. we will briefly touch on Andy Rubin a little bit later in the show. We'll get there. I don't have a ton to say on it. It's not really our focus, but we will address it. So thanks, Ronald Joyce, for the $5 and the fun little comment to go with it. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Pixel 3. So Pixel 3 XL. Obviously, we reviewed the Pixel 3 last week. You and I both been. Well, you actually just switched to 3XL. I've been on 3XL a little bit longer just because we still want to put together some sort of formal-ish review that's specific to the 3XL. But what we've seen over the last week, and we see this every single time Google releases a phone, is that everyone gets... Well, so the reviews come out and everyone's like, good phones. Google made good phones. And then as everyone gets theirs, we start seeing like the Google product forums fill up and all the Google related subreddits. And I think people hang out on Google Plus and do this and on Twitter someplace. You see like, my phone's speaker sucks. There's a cracking here. It won't connect to here. There's this thing wrong with it. The wireless charging slow. Like the display has a weird tint. And like you go through like this whole phase of everyone gets their stuff and Google's phones are garbage. And look, like Google's phones always tend to have some issues. Don't get me wrong. Many phones have issues when they're first launched. They have bugs. But Google's like, it seems like we pay extra special attention to them. And I don't know if that's because like they actually do make really terrible phones and whoever manufactures them constantly screws up with quality, or if it's just like a bunch of tech nerds that always buy Google's products and we tend to focus on like every little thing and complain about every single little thing. And that's not to say that there aren't issues with the Pixel 3 and 3 XL. Because there clearly are. Like, one of them, there's, I noticed that the first call I made with my Pixel 3 XL, there was like this subtle little crackle in the earpiece. Like, when it was dead silent, you were like waiting for someone to come on the phone. And it was kind of annoying. I don't know if I've gotten used to it, or I just don't make phone calls, or it's not as bad now. I'm not really sure. But so, like, that was there. Like, that's an issue. But, there's people that are talking about, like, imbalancing and speaker output and stuff like that. So anyway, we asked, just straight up asked everyone, what's wrong with your Pixel and Pixel 3 XL, and kind of named some of the stuff that that's been kind of floating around the internet. And most people didn't seem to have any issues. like, here's a none. Here's a love my Pixel 3. Ambient display, they said, uses a lot of their battery. This one says no issues. This one says nothing. This one says bottom speaker has a little buzzing going on. Okay. RM-aid. Okay. No problems. This dude said he tried to make his have the issues people talked about and couldn't find any of them. So, look, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with the Pixel 3 and 3 XL, but, like, we go through this thing where, I swear, every time a Google phone comes out, it gets nitpicked to all hell, and everyone then comes away going, it's garbage. It was like last year with the blue display shift, which was, like, still one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life. But so it's happening with the Pixel 3, maybe not to the extent of previous phones. I don't know. You've had a Pixel 3 XL. I know you're testing some other phones, but, like, I mean, have you had any of these issues, or is your stuff okay? Like, do you have the crackling earpiece like I do?
No, I haven't noticed a crackling earpiece. I mean, I would say, like, when the speakers are turned up, the phone has a vibration. I don't know
it does,
exactly
yeah.
which phone, when you turn the volume all the way up and you're listening to something with a little bit of bass or something, you know, doesn't vibrate a little bit. So it seems pretty normal to me, at least from what I'm experiencing. Everything else I haven't had any problems with. I also see, of course, and I understand the issues regarding the RAM management, but, like, maybe I'm using my phone wrong and I don't have five apps open at the same time. Someone actually provided a really good use case for it, and I understand a bit why that would be a difficult issue. Say you're an Uber or a Lyft driver, you've got the Uber app open, Lyft app open, Google Maps open, or Waze or whatever you're using, but then also want to play music from Spotify, Google Play Music, or whatever. All that stuff is sort of integrated for the user. So if they want to be listening to Spotify or whatever, that's through your phone. Mm-hmm. So if you have all that stuff open and and the Pixel is having a hard time keeping all that open and running at the same time, I could see how that is a bit of a nightmare. So that is something I feel like could be addressed by Google, because the Pixel 2 and the Pixel 2 XL didn't have that issue, same amount of RAM. But of course, we have a newer processor this year, so I assume that's something that could be tweaked on Google's side and sent out in an update. Other than that, I really like the Pixel 3 XL. I have been... The camera is so good. The night sight mode has just, like, blown my mind. It's really kind of just changing the way I think about mobile photography, because at night, you were just sort of out of luck, right? You know, if there was something you wanted to take a picture of, you're like, okay, well, it's night, so it's not like I can really take a picture of it, it's whatever. But with night sight, it sort of just changes the fundamental idea of being able to take a picture in the dark. And while I assume that taking it with a tripod, you know, or a real steady hand kind of perched up on something, a nice and steady shot will make it better. Even with my little shaky hands, I mean, the night sight seems to work really well. So far, all my experiences with Pixel have been pretty positive, and I have nothing negative to say.
Yeah, so I didn't mention that, but the RAM thing you're talking about is basically if you try to cycle through a handful of apps and you hope that those apps stay in the status you left them, the Pixel 3 and 3XL kind of don't do that past about 3 to 4 apps. You start opening them again and they refresh. So I didn't mention that, but that seems like a software issue that could be fixed, I hope, because I mean, it is bad. Like, I shouldn't, I shouldn't like open Twitter and then go to Chrome and then go to a text message and then go to Hangouts and then maybe look at YouTube and then go back to Twitter and it like fully refreshes if I just open the app. Like that shouldn't happen. There's 4 gig RAM that should be enough to hold on to a handful of apps. So that is an issue. Didn't mention that. But hopefully that can be fixed. What I was getting at initially was like hardware problems because people complain about that stuff. And so far there seems to be maybe not as many issues as we've seen in the past, but yeah, software stuff. So that's an issue. There was another one. People were running into this thing where they were taking pictures and like the camera wasn't saving them all the time and they weren't going into Google Photos. There's apparently a fix coming for that. So Google has worked on some of this stuff. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is it just feels like there's this like extra wave of like criticism and nitpicking when it comes to Google phones, which is weird because they don't sell very many of them. So it's like this vocal minority maybe complaining. I'm not really sure. Anyway, my phones are okay. I have a Pixel 3 and 3 XL here. They seem fine. I do have like that little crackling. I don't know. Go read that comment thread if you want to see what people are kind of complaining about and what people aren't complaining about. In case you're like on the fence of whether or not you want to get one of these phones. Speaking of NightSight though, so you brought up NightSight. So NightSight was one of those features Google showed off at their event when they announced the phones, and it was this mode where it was supposed to take the most ridiculous night or low light photos ever. And they showed this picture side by side of a phone taken with the iPhone XS, which had just been announced, and the Pixel 3. And it looked like the XS was almost like in the dark and the Pixel 3 was like fully lit up. Like it was a totally different time of day and they were supposedly taken at the same time. And we all kind of went, yeah, that's cool, but we don't really believe that that's the truth. So this week, the camera 6.1 update came out to Pixel 2 and Pixel 1, and it brought with it like the new UI that came with the Pixel 3. But inside it, the guys at XDA noticed that night sight mode was there. It just wasn't enabled yet. And Google has said like it's going to come out, I think, in November or something like that. So anyway, they enabled it and repackaged it up and posted as this camera app anyone could install. And we all installed it and played with NightSight, and it is stupid good. Like it's great. Like you just talked about it briefly and how it is like possibly going to change the way we think of mobile photography in general. That's not like an understatement. Like you go into a dark situation. I posted a bunch of comparison photos up, but you can go into a room where it's dark and if you have normal camera mode on and take a picture, like you can't really see anything because it's like black. And then you open the night sight mode and all of a sudden light appears like out of nowhere. It's the weirdest thing. So, and then it takes multiple photos and stacks them or whatever, and then processes them. And it does all this on the phone and then creates this image that's your eyes almost don't believe it. You can look at it and go, well, I mean, my eyes weren't even seeing that much light, yet this camera, a little phone camera, created. Anyway, it's wild. If you own a Pixel 1, 2, or 3, you should go install that camera and play with it for a little bit, in case you don't want to wait for the official update to come from Google for night sight. But you open the camera, swipe over to the extra modes, and it's just called night mode. Google called it night sight when they unveiled it, but on the camera, it's actually just called night mode. You hold the phone steady and it's crazy. I'm telling you, everyone that's looked at the photos that we've taken and they've taken their own, they all kind of come back and go, this is crazy. How is it doing this? And about a year ago, Google set up this on one of their AI blogs or something. They talked about how they were working on something where they were taking photos with all these different exposures at night and then going back basically on a computer and processing all of those manually into these really cool night photos. Well, that technology, we're assuming they figured out how to put on a phone and do processing on the phone so you can have it like that. It's pretty wild. So if you haven't tried it yet, you should definitely go try it.
I've seen a lot of examples on Twitter already where people have taken shots with night sight, and I mean, it's sometimes hard to tell, like, whoa, was that taken in the daytime or something? I mean, just because sometimes the way the lighting works where it looks like that could be the sun, and you'll still see kind of shadows, yeah. And it looks amazing. And what I noticed when I at least was kind of taking pictures of the sky as sort of a backdrop is that it can really bring out the stars. And so I'll be going to Hawaii next month for a little vacation, and I'm just going to try and just take so many night, like star shots and all that, but I'm going to take the tripod. I'm going to get everything nice and set up for night sight. And just because I suck, like, you know, we have decent camera equipment and I've tried to play with manual shutter speeds and all this stuff, but I suck. And I just can't quite like get what all these other people are doing. But with night sight, I just press it and forget about it, and it just does all the lighting work for me.
I mean, the only thing you have to do is it says hold steady, and you're like, okay.
So I don't even have to do that if I set it up on a tripod. Yeah, so really, it's doing all the work for me. I'm really happy with night sight so far.
Yeah, I can't wait till it comes stable and we can all really play with it. I mean, I know we're playing with it now, but then everyone who doesn't know about it will get it, and the photos people are going to take, it's pretty. One thing that's kind of wild is that Google didn't have it ready for launch. Like when the reviews of the Pixel 3 came out, imagine if night sight was in those reviews. Like it obviously would have been the thing everyone raved about, I think, and it wasn't ready. So now it's coming out later. It's pretty cool. Anyway,
well, please. Once it's available for everyone and Google starts marketing that, I mean, that it could be game over, because once, you know, their marketing department gets a hold of something so transformative, I just feel like it could be very good. So for business, everyone knows. It just seems like even the average person knows that Pixel phones have the best cameras. I had a friend, he's in the jewelry business. He doesn't know anything about tech. Hits me up. He's like, "Hey man, I hear the Pixel has the best camera. Is that true?" And I'm like, "Yeah, pretty much." He's like, "Okay, I'm getting a Pixel then, because that's awesome." It's like, "Yeah, there you go."
So, doesn't have two though. Doesn't have two or three. Just
it
one.
Doesn't need it. I Google's still proving that this whole dual camera, triple camera, quad and quin, it's gimmicky.
It's not necessary. For the most part. Google. Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part. There's certain shots, sure, but for the most part.
While we were talking about that, Sergey dropped $5 Canadian, said awesome OC tech. What is that? What's he trying to say there?
I don't know. Maybe just awesome tech coverage.
Yeah, maybe awesome tech coverage, guys. I'm happy enough with my Pixel 2 XL. Night sight is pretty awesome. Andy Rubin, Google scandal thoughts later. Yeah, thank you, Sergey, for the $5. We will talk about the Andy Rubin Google stuff. Like I said, for a moment there. Oh, he means October tech.
Oh, Techtober. Okay,
that could be. Yeah, we will talk briefly about the Andy Rubin stuff. I don't want to get too deep in it. Again, it's not necessarily the stuff that we cover on a day-to-day basis. So we will mention it because people should be aware of this stuff. So don't worry. We'll get there. We're just talking device stuff now. So
maybe anyway, we should give our thoughts.
Yeah, maybe we should dive right in. Okay, after we talk Pixel, we can, I guess. So Night Sight, if you want to try it, again, XDA posted up a camera that they packaged together that allows it. It's pretty fun. If you own any of the Pixel devices, 1, 2, or 3, you can try it. All right. So one other note, though, on Pixel 3, the Pixel Stand, which have one right there charging. So it does fast 10 watt wireless charging. What we've discovered this week is that it's the only one that does that, or at least the only one that Google is allowing to do that. And where that's gone is Google has created a proprietary 10 watt wireless charging technology. The phone's also Qi enabled, so it works with all Qi wireless chargers, which is basically the industry standard. But Google, like on top of that, created their own proprietary wireless charging system. That sucks, because in order to access that fast charging, you have to go through their made for Google accessory program. So like Belkin has already done that, and they're making a wireless charger that'll come out. That theirs costs $60. The Belkin charger does. Google's Pixel Stand, we know, costs $80. So why I'm saying that sucks, look, fast wireless charging is fun, don't get me wrong. Why it sucks that they made their own is because that means more expensive accessories. So the Pixel Stand is $80. The Pixel Stand is not worth $80. A Belkin fast wireless charger is probably also not worth $60. I mean, if you type in fast wireless charger on Amazon, there's who knows how many options for $30, like half the price, but they can't access this because it's a 10 watt special proprietary wireless charger. So I'm not a fan of Google doing that. I'm not a big wireless charger, and that still kind of annoys me because it just makes it so that people aren't getting the full experience unless they fork out a whole bunch of cash. So hopefully if you did buy a Pixel 3 and you're like on Verizon, you took advantage of their free Pixel stand deal, because otherwise I don't really think anyone should have to pay $80 for a wireless charging stand.
Not a fan of the proprietary hardware things in general. I mean, Apple sort of sets the bar when it comes to crappy implementation of proprietary hardware components, you know, where you have to get it from a licensed distributor or whatever. You're a retail manufacturer. Total pain for the consumer. Nothing about that is user-friendly, Google. So don't start. Please don't start down this road.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
You know, we went through the battle between, it was Qi and what was the other one? It was PowerMat's system. I can't remember. I always want to say it was called like PDA, but I can't remember what it was called. It was Qi and whatever PowerMat was pushing. And they battled and battled. And I remember like everyone was adopting Qi except AT&T like made this deal with PowerMat. And there was like a couple of phones that could wirelessly charge, but on every other carrier, they did Qi charging, but on AT&T, they only did like the PowerMat version. And it was so frustrating that finally PowerMat just finally gave in because no one wanted their crap. And they kind of like merged or something with Qi, or Qi bought them. I can't remember. And so Qi became the standard, and that's fine. And now Google's like, well, let's mess with that. And it's like, we don't want you to do that, Google. PMA, that's what it was. It's like, we don't want you to do that, Google. Just make this open to everyone. Don't do a special made for Google thing. Don't be Apple. Stop. That's where we are. I don't think they're going to open it up anytime soon.
Yeah. Real quickly, just because we were just talking about this before you get to that generous donation. Someone joined the chat. They asked, do either of us have a Pixel 3 XL? Are we going to keep it or return it? Yeah, we just we both have the Pixel 3 XL. Kellen has both. Yes, we're keeping them because we enjoy them. They don't have any... Most of the people aren't experiencing the issues that are being reported by a vocal minority, as we're calling it, even though I hate that term ever since the last election cycle. Not a fan. So that's, if you want to wait for holiday promotions and deals, be my guest and pick it up. It's a really very fine device.
Yes. Also, another donation in the chat. Mitchell dropped $10 Canadian, says, have a Canadian beer on me. Mitchell, are there any good Canadian beers is what I want to know. I'm just kidding. Actually, I was in Victoria, BC like 2 or 3 years ago. And while I don't remember any of the names of the beers I had, I did find good beer. I think there was this brewery called Canoe, and they had good beer and really good food. But
Canadians don't mess around with the brews. So that's what's all there is to it.
I mean, I used to drink like, because growing up in Montana, I was pretty close to the Canadian border. So we used to drink like Molson every once in a while just to like think we were being different. Right. So anyways, thanks for the $10, Mitchell.
I'm hearing that's a Granville Island Honey Lager. Mm. I will put that on the list. You and I both use that service where we make our little beer lists. Yeah, I know you use it a bit more than I do.
Untapped. I do Untapped. Dabble in Untapped here and there. I forget a lot.
But if you guys ever have beer recommendations, feel free to throw them at us, because I'll guinea pig anything.
Yeah. Speaking of wireless charging, though, Shane in the chat's talking to someone about 5-watt Qi charging showing charging rapidly. So some of these wireless chargers that people are buying, if you put the Pixel 3 on them, sometimes it's saying charging rapidly, but I don't think that it actually is. I think people have used Ampere and a couple other apps to see what kind of current stuff's going through. And I don't think, even if it says it, I don't think it is. I think the only way to get the full fast charging is right now with the Pixel stand. Yeah. Curtis mentioned Kettle House in the chat. Kettle House Brewery in Montana. It is legit. They make bong water. They're like, they made this beer called bong water like way before like weed was even close to being legal. It's just a pale ale. It's actually really good.
Bong water is
But they
like,
call it bong water.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day when I was all up, I was hip and cool. Bong water is not a delightful smell, taste, anything like that.
That's what's so funny about it. Like back in the day, that beer's been around for a long time, but it's actually still really good. Man. That's really funny that he mentions that.
Yeah. Icky.
Curtis just dropped $2 in the chat. Said, "Keep up the great work, guys. Appreciate that, Curtis. Thank you so much.
We are here for you.
Yeah.
So you keep up the good work.
Eddie, yeah, DeWalt, yeah." Curtis, other Curtis, different Curtis donated. Curtis that was talking about beer, different Curtis. couple of curses. Anyway, so yeah, Pixel Stand, the wireless charging, it's kind of a mess. But right now, as far as we know, if you want the fast wireless charging or Pixel 3, you got to do it through a Pixel Stand or a Belkin, whatever their wireless charger is. It has a really silly name. It's called like Power Up, and it's like all capital and like exclamation mark. It's really exciting just to say the name of it.
Power Up.
Yeah. All right, should we talk about Andy Rubin? Just get this out of the way.
Just get it over with.
Let's talk about Rubin. All right, so for those not following along, the New York Times dropped a wild piece on the history of Google executives, how they treat women, the relationships they've had with women, how they've risen to the top, been fired, left the company, and it all kind of surrounds Andy Rubin. But it's a lengthy piece, and it's not just on Andy Rubin. I mean, there's some mentions of Eric Schmidt in there. One of the executives that was the head of search, who I think went to Uber or something, and didn't talk about like why he had left. I mean, it's actually pretty devastating stuff. It's pretty bad. I mean, it's bad enough that Google had to respond immediately after the story came out. Sundar Pichai put out a statement that said, like, I think his opening line was, that was tough to read. And it's like, yeah, buddy, that was tough to read. Because this shows, like, a culture at Google that does not look great. It's a bunch of dudes at the top and having inappropriate relationships and then kind of just sneaking away and possibly getting paid while they're sneaking away to kind of keep quiet. Like, it's not, like, you should definitely go read this story. As far as the Andy Rubin stuff goes, it kind of focuses quite a bit on him because it suggests that he took, when he left the company, he possibly left because they kind of pushed him out because of an inappropriate relationship. And he walked away with $90 million. And that $90 million was paid out in monthly installments over like a 4-year stretch. So basically Andy Rubin, since he's left there, has been paid, according to New York Times, for the first like couple of years, it was $2.5 million a month. And then the last 2 years, with the last payment coming like next month or something, they said like 1.25. So that, I mean, that's a big deal. Like, if you're basically pushed out of a company, in many ways, people get fired and walk away with nothing. And Andy Rubin apparently reportedly had this inappropriate relationship and walked away with $90 million. So there's more to it than that. There's some comments about how he was as a boss, apparently not a very nice one. Apparently Google security staff found like bondage sex videos like on his computer, and that only cost him a bonus. I think a lot of this has come out because his now former wife, she filed for divorce in August, so they might still technically be married, but she filed for divorce and also a civil suit. And so I think these court documents have sort of come to light, and that's revealed a lot of this stuff. Like, one of the emails she shared in their civil suit was a screenshot of an email Rubin sent to a woman he had an affair with that said, like, you will be happy being taken care of, and that being owned is kind of like you are my property and I can loan you to other people. And that was in reference to, like, apparently hundreds of thousands of dollars he paid out to various women. I mean, it's again, you should go read it. It's not good. So Google did, I should say Rubin's spokesperson in that New York Times disputed the idea that he had any relationships that weren't consensual. He did not refute that he was a dick as a boss. So there's that. Google did issue a statement right away. Well, I guess I should say they sent an email to the company that talked about that they fired like 48 people in the last couple of years over sexual harassment, many of which were senior managers and above, and they're working on all this stuff, and they want people to feel comfortable reporting this stuff. So Google has shared that. And then Andy Rubin went on Twitter last night and said, the New York Times story contains numerous inaccuracies about my employment at Google and wild exaggerations about my compensation. Specifically, I never coerced a woman to have sex in a hotel room. These false allegations are part of a smear campaign to disparage me during a divorce and custody battle. Also, I'm deeply troubled that anonymous Google executives are commenting about my personnel file and misrepresenting the facts. I mean, I'm not going to dive into that. Okay, that's like a terrible way to address this, but whatever. You defend yourself the way you defend yourself. But
yeah, I probably wouldn't have tweeted, but that was just me.
Yeah, it's just sometimes just don't tweet. I haven't been accused of such
things. Yeah. There's a few ways to look at this. But there I think is,
yeah.
Yeah, the main part, I think if you have morals, decency, compassion, any type of empathy, is to be disturbed, embarrassed, at least a part, you know, because we're men, we are in this tech space, this industry that is male dominated, and we know that. And to have another story come out about another male doing male things that just brings us all down sucks. Because I feel like we just need to try and go out of our way these days to let everyone know that they're welcome, regardless of your company culture and all that BS. I mean, these are, a lot of it's just buzzwords, but it's pretty disturbing, at least talking about this story in general. Disgusting. Some people are saying boycott Google, you know, should they hate Google, boycott Essential, whatever. I try and keep in mind that there are other people that work at Essential that aren't Andy Rubin, that aren't potentially total assholes, reportedly. So Essential's already struggling. They just cut 30% of their workforce. So I don't know if you necessarily need to boycott Essential if you really want them to go away. It sounds like they're just kind of doing that on their own. Other than that, I would just say hate on Andy Rubin all you want if that's what you want to do from after hearing the story and reading it and all that. But as far as Google and maybe their handling of it could have been a little bit better. I don't know if they had many options because maybe they could have been sued by Andy himself or by other parties. I don't know. But there's a lot we still don't know. But from what we have found out, at least from this report, it's pretty damning, I think, for all considered.
Yeah, I would say so, too. So again, I highly urge you all to read it. I think that kind of culture just in general in Silicon Valley is, I think it kind of runs rampant, but yeah, you should go read it. It's a hell of an article. Certainly might help you form an opinion on companies you want to support. That's for sure. Anyways. Yeah.
And it's good to be opinionated about this stuff, or at least informed about it. Yeah. I don't know if anyone needs to have an opinion, because maybe it's not necessary, all have opinions, I know we all, we all got buttholes, but point being, it's good to at least be informed about what's going on, especially these are the people in charge, right? Of the sort of the platform that we all, you know, we focus around, we talk about every day, and Android, Google, and all that good stuff. So it's good to be aware of what's taking place.
For sure.
Yeah. Pretty disturbing stuff, though.
Yeah. I mean, and again, like the report's not just Andy Rubin. Like, he's a big focus of it. You should read some of the stuff about some of the other dudes too that were or are still at Google. It's pretty bad. It's okay. I don't want to go into it, but it mentions like Eric Schmidt, like keeping someone on the payroll that was just a mistress. Like, what? Like, it is wild. Yeah, you should go.
Eric Schmidt, I feel like we already knew quite a bit about his kinky past. I mean, that guy's got $1 billion sex island and just kind of hangs out. I mean, hey, man, do your thing. If you're a billionaire, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, Eric Schmidt wilds out a little bit too much, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so while we were talking about that, though, a couple donations came in. Eric Price dropped a huge $20 says, thanks what you do, guys. That's huge. Thank you so much, Eric. Also, J Mill back dropped another $5 says, how's it going, guys? Here's one just cuz. Appreciate that, guys. Sorry, we didn't miss you. We were just talking Andy Rubin stuff. So, yeah, thank you, Eric and J Mill.
Thank you.
All right, so moving out of there.
I don't want to hang around
there too much.
Bye bye, Rubin. Yeah. Yeah. Bye bye.
Yeah, the future. I don't want to like start speculating on the future of Essential, but it's already gotten brutal enough over there, and now this, like, I don't know how Essential moves past this type of stuff and succeeds, but I don't know. I do not know. All right, OnePlus 6T. So on Monday, actually, since we had the last show, OnePlus had to move their event. So, right, I don't think we talked about Apple during the last show. So OnePlus was supposed to announce the 6T on October 30th, and like a week or last week, Apple said, we're going to announce stuff on the 30th. So
that's our day.
Yeah. And probably new iPads and stuff. And so OnePlus has now had to move their event and they bumped it up a day to the 29th. So Monday, OnePlus is going to announce OnePlus 6T. It's kind of leaked all over the place. Retailers keep accidentally posting like full listings for it. We've got photos everywhere now. We know what it's going to look like. Like, we know specs, like 6.41 inch full HD display, Snapdragon 845, 6 or 8 gig RAM, up to 256 gig storage, cameras that may not really change from the last one, which probably makes sense. 3700 milliamp hour battery. Then we know the fingerprint reader will be in the middle in the display. Android Pie, no headphone jack. I mean, we kind of have known quite a bit about it. Are you muted?
Nope.
Oh, okay. You were just mouthing something.
I was mouthing something.
Oh, okay.
Something sticky on my desk.
Oh, nice.
Coffee, I think.
So we kind of know a lot about it, but it's coming Monday. It'll all be official then. In possibly bigger news, though, PC Mag reported, I think, twice now that OnePlus was working on Verizon certification for the phone. They said they were working on it and then came back this week and said, yes, they got Verizon certification. So OnePlus 6T will work on Verizon. That's a pretty big deal. I mean, I think Huge. We talked a little bit about last week how it's a big deal. Like, it's a big deal. Like, if we're through, well, it's the 6. Well, it's not the 6 phone. Didn't we skip 4? We skipped 4,
skipped,
right?
4.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 3T, 5, 5T, 6, 6T. So we've been, yeah.
We're on 8.
So we've been through a lot of phones, and this is the first. So 8 phone, this is the first one that'll work on Verizon. And people have for years have gone, look, I would love this phone. I'm on Verizon. I'm not leaving Verizon. I just can't buy this phone. Now it's going to get fun because all those Verizon people who haven't been able to have a OnePlus phone, and we're big fans of OnePlus phones because they're really good phones. All those Verizon people get to dive in now. So it's where, like, they used to go, well, I'll buy a Pixel or a Samsung or maybe an LG. Now they have OnePlus and they can order it unlocked or, you know, wherever. And that's going to be fun to watch because it's a whole new group of people who gets to see what we like so much about OnePlus's phones, which is pretty fun. So we'll see if they announce it on Monday, if they got certification. And if they also are announcing T-Mobile as a carrier partner, I kind of wonder if they may not really mention the Verizon certification much, even though it's going to be a big deal. So I guess we'll see.
Real quickly, Scott Washington in the chat is asking if we're going to do our whole "you screwed the OnePlus 6 owners by releasing the new phone so soon" bit again. Yes, absolutely. This phone now has Verizon certification, apparently. Talk about just crapping on anyone who purchased the OnePlus 6. Yeah. They better offer a trade-in program. And if they do not, boycott OnePlus. Boycott them, because that's ridiculous. So all I know is that Verizon people, for years, as Kellen said, have been talking about the OnePlus. Yeah. They want that OnePlus.
Yeah.
So finally, they can shut up. Get the OnePlus 6T. It's got the baby teardrop notch looking so fine.
Oh, baby teardrop.
In-display fingerprint reader. Good God. This phone's going to sell out. Good luck getting one. If you don't get it, like, the night of or the day of, whenever, you're probably going to have to wait a while for it to come back in stock. That's just my guess.
Could be. Because if you open it up to Verizon customers, it kind of does really, really grow the customer base.
It opens up millions of more people.
Yeah. Assuming they know about it and all that stuff. So.
Oh, they'll know.
Two more donations. J Mill back with another one, said with $5, said, sounds like Google needs a Snickers, and I wonder what essential investors are going to do. Yeah, I don't know. Like, Google needs to work on culture for sure. I don't know how that's changed under Sundar since he's taken over, because a lot of this stuff, I think, happened before him, possibly. I'd have to look at that. And so he obviously is going to have to lead them into changing a bunch of culture stuff. As far as essential their investors go, I mean, like you said, it's a pretty bad report. I can't imagine a bunch of people are going to throw money at essential, especially after, like, the dud phone followed by canceled project. I don't. It doesn't look good. So thanks, JML, for $5. Nick Fisher, also $5, says one trivia a couple of times and wanted to get back. Appreciate
that. He is a winner. We like the winners here.
Yeah. Appreciate that, Nick. Thanks for the $5.
Thank you.
So yeah, OnePlus 6T Monday, it'll be official, and then we'll know about Verizon and the T-Mobile tie-up and all that. Like this, they've talked about this being the biggest launch ever for them, and I mean, I would say yes, they have a carrier partner. We believe in T-Mobile unless something changes there at the last minute. And then certification on Verizon. These are two huge steps for them, a carrier partner and work with Verizon. So yeah, I would say it probably is. And they've done some cool things. Fingerprint reader and display, a little teardrop baby notch.
Teardrop baby notch. Yeah, if you want that phone like first day and you live in the NYC area, OnePlus is going to have a pop-up shop at Times Square in New York the day of the event. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion, head on down to Times Square if you're in the NYC area and get that phone if you want it. That'd be a good way to do it. And there's going to be snacks. There's going to be celebrities.
That probably means,
well, you know, YouTubers. they're today's celebrities. I guess so, yeah. There's going to be swag. Like no closet or travel pack set is complete without a OnePlus backpack. You go to see
their backpacks are actually kind of nice.
Awesome. Yeah. They're great. Get yourself a OnePlus backpack because they're the best on the market.
They are actually. If you guys think we're joking, we're not. The OnePlus backpacks are actually pretty cool. Like I had one at one point. I think I gave it to somebody, but they're actually because I have too many backpacks. Their backpacks are cool, and they have a new one coming out. I think they announced a new bag. I don't know. Random nice. That they make backpacks, but they do.
Yeah. Nick Fisher is asking, well, more like saying, he really wants to see the camera on the OnePlus 6T. I think we all know it's going to be just like the OnePlus 6. As far mm-hmm. as the specs are concerned, from what we've seen, they're identical to the OnePlus 6, 16 plus 20 megapixel rear facing. So it's probably going to be a pretty darn similar experience. I think what OnePlus was going for was changing up the front with the baby teardrop and the in-display fingerprint reader. Other than that, probably the same experience in terms of picture taking.
Yeah, I'm not expecting. I think they've kind of teased that they're going to do some new things with the camera, but I don't trust that their I don't trust that their algorithm is up to Google's. Let's just say that. Camera will be fine. I'm sure it'll be good. Low light and stuff like that. I might struggle a little bit. It'll be good.
Yeah, but Shane is asking which celebrities, like if I'm going to be there. No, I mean, they offered me $20,000 to make an appearance. I had to decline, though. I got other stuff to do. I'd rather just drink beer at home. Sorry.
Yeah, we're actually not going to the event. We've been to so many events. I know it's our job, but we're actually not going to the event. Sorry. We will have plenty of OnePlus 6T we'll coverage. It. Yeah, don't worry.
We'll cover it.
It'll be a phone that we'll probably be fans of, but we're actually skipping this one. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so that's OnePlus 6T. Let's talk Galaxy S10 and the foldable phone for just a couple of minutes here. So Bloomberg actually this morning reported that Galaxy S10 will come in three models, regular S10, S10 Plus, and like a cheaper one. The S10, S10 Plus will have curved edges. They'll have even less bezel top and bottom than ever before. And they made some weird comment about the front camera being under the glass. And I don't know for sure what that means, but I'm kind of thinking like maybe they're saying there'll be like a little cutout for the thing and the display will kind of go up and around it. Didn't we see like a concept of that recently from like Oppo or somebody like that?
Yes.
Was that real or was that just somebody making up a thing? I can't remember. Is it like a real photo?
I thought it was a real photo.
Okay. Either way, that's kind of what my mind went to when I read this story was that instead of Samsung doing a notch, they're going to actually build a display that goes around the cameras, hopefully. So anyway, that's kind of what that sounded like. There could be a 5G variant in partnership with Verizon in display fingerprint reader, which we've heard before. They're testing a model with no headphone jack, although I don't know that I buy that they will ever release. Not I shouldn't say ever, but we'll release that next year. The S10 sounds great. It sounds like what we've been wanting for. The foldable, bendable, whatever we're calling this other phone from Samsung. It still kind of sounds like they don't really know what they want to do here, which is weird because we're supposed to see it in like 2 weeks, a week.
Next week.
Next week. So at Samsung's developer conference, they were supposed to show off this foldable phone. That's what DJ Ko said. He said, look, we're ready. We're ready to show this bad boy off, probably at the developer conference. So Tim will actually be there for that. But now this report's making it sound like, well, they're probably just going to show you some concept stuff. Maybe not an actual product. We'll probably just talk about it like on screen. I don't really know. It doesn't sound like it's actually going to be there now. And part of the reason is because they, like, at least according to this report, they haven't figured out if they wanted to unfold horizontally or unfold vertically. So that seems like something you should probably have ironed out a long time ago. They're also apparently working with Google to develop some sort of special version of Android that works with that experience. I don't really know what that means. Probably just a way for the screen to expand or something. I'm not really sure how they could, how Google would customize that, but the device on the outside will pinch, reportedly have a 4-inch display and then unfolds into, you know, a bigger tablet sort of experience. They did mention, and this worries me a little bit, that the display that unfolds, it's coated with a film that feels like the ones used in photography. And what I think they mean is like those really cheap displays you see on maybe on cameras or something, or I guess I don't know, but they didn't mention it in a good way. So it could have, maybe they're talking about like those really bad screen protectors that people put on, not the glass ones, those like really, really, sorry, someone's calling me, those really, really like thin things that people put, you know what I'm talking about? Those screen protectors, like the cheap ones, and they just feel gross under your finger. I don't know.
I don't know if I know exactly what you're talking about. I know the glass protectors, of course, but
yeah. So before those came out, the screen protectors were just this really terrible like plastic stuff. That's what I'm worried this is going to feel like. Either way, they still don't really know, and Bloomberg says Q2 is probably when this thing's going to launch. So we went from they're going to show off this device at the developer conference to, well, maybe not, they're probably just going to show some conceptual stuff and then it'll maybe launch in Q2. So we're not even close, folks, let's just put it that way.
Kind of, that's really disappointing. We're obviously going just so we could see this foldable device, and now that we're learning about this, I mean, you might see me on the live stream stand up and walk out of the room if it's just like, here's a concept render or something, like, all right, yeah. Peace, I'm out.
Yeah, seriously, Tim might just walk out.
I mean, anyway, come on, Samsung. It's been 5 years. Just give us the damn thing already.
We've been talking about this for so long.
So over it.
As Rick in the, no, not Rick, who said that, Vincent in the chat said, prepare for a lot of scratches. Yeah, if it's that weird display crap, like, is this thing just going to scratch all the time? I don't know. Speaking of moving part phones, the Xiaomi Mi Mix 3 was announced this week, and it looks pretty good. I'm a big fan of the Mi Mix line anyway. I have a 2S in a drawer down there, I think. The Mi Mix 3 is fully all display phone, and it slides like this, like it's like this, and it slides like that, and then you got little cameras back here doing selfies and things like that. So it's kind of built off of that idea that was it Oppo and Vivo have done, where like front cameras pop up some way, although this isn't a motorized thing, it's more of just the base just slides and you do it, yeah, with your hand you slide it. So specs wise it has kind of like everything. Obviously the phone's never going to come to the US. You could probably buy it through Amazon or eBay as like an imported device and get it to work, and it'll probably work on AT&T and T-Mobile, but Xiaomi's kind of showing like where we can go if we want to go this all display thing, and if we're going to do movable parts, this is probably going to, how it's going to have to happen. And I would say that I would probably rather go the Xiaomi route where you manually slide it than the motorized stuff we saw some from Oppo and Vivo, because motorized parts, I just worry that those little motors in there are just going to go and just stop working, whereas this thing, you just, if you want to use it, you just slide it yourself. So it looks really cool. Looks like a cool phone, but again, it won't come here officially. You'll have to import it or whatever you need to do. All right, big news this week from Google Play Movies. We finally got the 4K upgrades. I don't know how long it's been, a couple years now since Apple announced 4K free upgrades. There's only been like a year.
It's been like, it was like last year, late last year, H2 sometime.
Okay. So Apple, yeah, last year announced with, I think their Apple TV 4K, I think it was, they announced that they were upgrading people's video collections to 4K if available at no cost. And they were going to lower prices on 4K movies if you just wanted to buy them. And we kind of wondered at the time if Google would do the same thing. And they didn't. They didn't do that. It was still like $30 for a 4K movie. There was no way to upgrade your own. Even if you wanted to pay to upgrade, you were still just on HD. This week they announced that they actually are upgrading. So not every single movie you own obviously comes in 4K. And they said it's only participating Hollywood studios. But if they're participating and you own the movie in SD or HD, they're just going to upgrade you to 4K. And then they're also lowering prices of 4K movies. So rather than the $30-$35 4K movies were for a while, they're now down to around like 20, 15, 12, some of them. They're back down to like HD pricing. So, and that'll just happen automatically. You don't have to do anything. Next time you open up Google Play Movies, you know, on Android TV or your phone, it'll tell you like, we upgraded these for you, which is awesome.
Yeah, real quickly. Just because, you know, this is a big deal. Of course, with Halloween upon us, Google's doing like a Halloween movie discount sale or whatever. I mean, in terms of 4K, you can get some pretty good deals. Like Get Out, fantastic film, 4K, $10. I think The Witch is available in 4K. That's a fun movie. There was quite a few others that I saw, but on inside Google Google Play, if you go to the movie section and check out for the Haunting deals under $10, you can find some good 4K titles in there for under $10. Not bad at all. I picked up Child's Play, only nice. HD, but it was like $4. Like,
it's classic.
And my girlfriend absolutely hates Chucky. And nice. Like, I'm like, you're watching this with me. Like, I really want to find.
I was a big Chucky fan growing up, man.
Yeah, me too. I want to find a Chucky doll, a good guy doll. They've got them, like real replicas, but like $500. Yeah, I don't know if that. I don't know if that's worth it. It might
I don't
be,
know
though,
either.
Because I love Chucky.
Might be to have like a life size Chucky doll.
Yeah, he would have to sit like right behind my desk or something.
Just oh, for sure, sit absolutely. With Bear. So this is, if you open your app, this is the screen you'll get. It'll tell you like, we upgraded you, no cost. Like mine says, 15 of your movies just got a free upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Google. So that's happening.
You got 15?
Yeah, I just, the first day was only like 7. I just opened it right now and it said 15.
I'm about to be pissed. Hold on, 4K.
Couple of Harry Potters. Hook.
Couple of Harry
Potters. Hook got upgraded to 4K.
Man, only all the John 9. Wicks. Well, that's only well, 9 of my movies.
Most upgraded. Of mine are like animated kids movies and stuff. Like Despicable Me and like all the Hotel Transylvanias are all upgraded to 4K. I don't know why I would watch any of those in 4K.
I have two of my 50 Shades
nice.
Titles were upgraded, which was, I mean, that's clutch. I mean, kinky nice. Stuff in 4K.
Might as well. Cool. Can't yeah. hate on that. Yeah.
Thanks, Google.
All right, final talk before we get into trivia. New Wear OS watches. Oh, I'm still testing this guy, by the way. I'll try to have a review up next week. The Summit.
Is that the Mont Blanc
Summit? Yeah, the Mont Blanc Summit. Yeah. We'll very have nice. A review up next week. Mobvoi announced their TicWatch C2. It's a thin, smallish Wear OS watch, only $200. It actually has everything you would want probably in a Wear OS watch, except it's still running the Snapdragon 2100, which, as Tim mentioned in the post, the more and more we find out stuff about the 3100, it may not matter that much. 3100 actually only has this extra coprocessor, not necessarily a performance boost, but either way. The TicWatch is running the older processor. And then the Misfit Vapor 2, follow-up to the original Vapor, also checks just about every damn box, still running Snapdragon Wear 2100. Also, wait, it's 250, so I think it's a little bit more than the original. Either way, two new watches, neither running the new chip. This is still the only watch running the new chip, which is not great. Mm. All right, should we do trivia?
Wow. All right, already? Man, this is
apparently,
intense.
Apparently, it's trivia time. Oh, Rick. Rick dropping the $5 says, let the games begin. Yes, let them begin. Let him begin. All right, so trivia for those new watching live for the first time, maybe something you haven't done trivia with us. We do trivia at the end of every show. We have 5 questions. We will give 5 people prizes. So you can only win once per show. You can come back next week and win again if you want. So 5 questions, 5 winners. We're giving $10 of Google Play credit to every single winner. In order to play, all you do is wait for us to post a question on the screen. Tim will read it out. You answer in the chat as fast as you can. Just tap, 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 tap. And then we look to see who was first. And then we say, you were first, you win. That's pretty much how it goes. It's pretty easy. You just wait for the question. You might want to drop the quality down if you need to. Lower that latency. buy some gig internet, whatever you got to do. Move next door to me. I don't know, but the fastest person wins. That's pretty much it.
This is intense.
This really is intense.
All right, so as I said in the chat earlier today, today's trivia's got some difficult questions. Google will be your friend if you need it.
Ooh, get the Google machine ready.
Yeah, get that Google ready. Okay. All right, are you ready for question number one? Because I'm ready for question number one, so if you could please.
I think I'm ready. All right, question number one going up now.
Razer Phone 2 uses a IGZO display. So what does IGZO stand for?
Good Lord.
Again, Razer Phone 2 uses an IGZO display. What does IGZO stand for? Aw, yeah.
I can't believe people have to type that.
I know. I feel so bad.
Iggy Azalea.
Nice. Yeah. I'm seeing the correct answer of iridium, gallium, zinc oxide. From Chris Williams?
Chris Williams, that's who I got too.
All right, Google is your friend.
Ooh, that took a minute. People did have to Google that. I mean, I don't know that one offhand, so I would have been Googling.
I
didn't know.
I had to look it up.
Chris Williams, though, first with the iridium, gallium, zinc oxide.
I'm going to remember that now, though.
I swear, Chris.
Good stuff. Congratulations.
That's good.
All right, moving on. Question number please. All right.
Question number two, going up now.
Who is reported to be the U.S. carrier launch partner for OnePlus 6T? Mm-hmm. Again, who is reported to be the U.S. carrier launch partner for OnePlus 6T? Nick Fisher.
God, Nick Fisher. Thanks for that dono, Nick Fisher.
The correct answer of T-Mobile. Your dono's coming right back to you, buddy.
T-Mobile is the rumored launch partner. Nick Fisher with the win there.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Looks just a little bit like they're buying wins. Drop a little dono. Oh, at first. He was first, by the way. We're not just making that up.
he's got the speedy stuff. I don't know whatever his secret is to have the good latency, the refresh. I don't know what his deal is, but he's a winner a lot. Yeah,
I don't know if he's going to disclose those secrets because he's quick.
I like winning.
Yeah, where's Eric Ortiz? He's not here today. He's usually got some slick advantage going on, too. I don't know what he's doing there. Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it moving along, please, with question numero tres.
All right. Question number three going up now.
Similar to Google Lens, what Google app was released in 2010 that can recognize landmarks and read barcodes? Oh, yes. Joel Hardman with the correct answer of goggles, a.k.a. Google goggles.
Yep. Google goggles. Never used it. I think I tried it once, but Google goggles. Yep. Got Joel Hardman on that, too.
Joel, congratulations. Google
goggles. Congrats.
A soccer burn coming quickly with Google glasses, and I was like, oh, no, not quite.
It was so close. Yeah, I saw
so
that.
So close. Damn you, Google Glass. Ruin everything.
Google Glass. I got one over there in the closet, I think.
Who did we see recently rocking Google Glass? And it was like a political somebody.
It was like an Alex Jones bro, I think.
No way.
Yeah, Marco Rubio was doing an interview. Rubio, and Alex Jones was trying to like scream in his face. And there was this dude who I think was with Alex Jones was like, because Alex Jones, like people would wear Google Glass. Yeah. And that's what it was. And we saw a guy at I.O. recently who had he was wearing the blue one with like a matching shirt. It was pretty dope. Like it was a full matching glass outfit in 2018.
Damn. Yeah. Bring that heat. Oh, we only got two more questions to go. Let's just keep it rolling here with question numero cuatro.
All right, number four going up now.
What processor powered the original Nexus 7 released in 2012. Again, what processor powered the original Nexus 7 released in 2012?
Ooh, Nightfly.
Oh, Nightfly with the quickness with the correct answer of the Tegra 3 from NVIDIA.
Yeah, Tegra 3, Nightfly. Real quick there.
Oh, wait.
Tiger 3.
Night Fly. Congratulations. Okay.
Tiger 3.
So this next question, I'll just go ahead and say it's very difficult. However, if you know my name, my actual name, it might be a little bit easier. But either way, let's just get it over with. Let's have some fun. Shameless plug. Anyway, please, question number five, please.
All right, question number five. Get ready. Get Google ready. Going up now.
What was the name of Tim's metal band before he joined Droid Life as a writer? Again, what was the name of my band, my metal band, before he joined Droid Life as a writer? Good luck. I'll just...
Metallica, Tim Metal.
I'll just hang out. This is a deep cut.
This kind of goes back to, we had our Q&A session we finished this week, and people asked about some of our past and stuff. So,
yeah.
It's kind of been sparked from that. I still got
I'm totally fine if no one ever gets it. I mean, I'd like to live Tim in seclusion. Metal.
Corn, the police.
I wish, man.
There it is. Awesome. Scott Washington.
Scott Washington with the correct answer of Abriel.
Scott Washington. Got
I've seen
it.
Some really awesome answers, and I appreciate all of them.
Rage. Yes.
Scott Washington, correct answer of Abriel. You are a winner, sir.
The Rebellers from Burnsher. Ben Jacobs was there and next after that, but Scott Washington had it.
Oh, Ben Jacobs, I was commenting too much.
Good stuff there. Random question, but sort of relevant.
I'm just triple checking. I want to make sure I did. Yeah, pretty sure Scott Washington was the first with that correct answer.
I think that's what I saw too.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. So, here's how this is going to work. Chris Williams, Nick Fisher, Joel Hardman, Nightfly, and Scott Washington, all winners, please email me with your, email me, obviously, with your email address, and we will get your identities confirmed and prizes sent. You are getting Google Play credit. Also, quickly, to our last week's winners of the iFixit toolkits, I received your toolkits from iFixit yesterday, and I will be sending them out today. So, thank you for your patience. You'll have your toolkits very soon. And other than that, that's the only announcement I needed to make.
Ben in chat asked, what are the prizes? $10 in Google Play credit to everyone this week. Yes.
That's a free 4K. That's a free 4K movie right there on Google.
That's probably like Child's Play 1 and 2.
Holy. I think the original is probably my favorite, although 2 is pretty good.
Yeah. 2's like at the factory.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Then 3, not so good.
Then they brought Bride of Chucky and it just went downhill. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
The first 2 were fine.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. Bertzer asks, does the lack of notification light bug us on the Pixel 3? I haven't noticed. I just use always on display, so the notification light, I haven't really. Once we got always on display on most phones, the notification light I actually didn't ever care about again. I don't really know that I like the blinking light constantly, actually. I'd rather have the display just telling me what's going on. But I have seen some people suggest that that bugs the hell out of them.
Have seen that too, but eh. Someone was asking if I made our own. I didn't write my band's Wikipedia page. Sorry to disappoint. I would have written it much better because I don't think it's written very well. So whoever did write it, thank you, but not me.
At least you guys have a Wikipedia page.
I mean, that's how huge we were. I mean, you know, you've made it if you've got a wiki page.
It's true.
So
sweet.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
No, go Blazers. I think we're definitely going to win the West this year.
Definitely
at least
going 81-1. It's going to be great.
It kind of seems that way. Yeah. Until we, of course, play the Warriors. And then Curry drops 80 on us. So it's whatever.
I want to dream about that. Probably going to happen, though. All right, thanks for joining us, everyone. Next week should be fun. OnePlus 6T, some other stuff coming. I'll probably have a review of this thing. We'll have probably some sort of review of Pixel 3 XL finally to share some more thoughts there. Lots of stuff still coming. I know Monday is kind of the end of the string of phone announcement after announcement, but still lots coming. And then the holidays, so should be good. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have a safe weekend. Peace.